This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coach, what's the difference when you play with a couple of guys like Jeff and Tage? And then maybe if you go, like you've known Peyton for a long, long time, you play with a young player, maybe on Peyton's line. Like that. What are the major differences for you? Because you obviously can do either.
Every player on this team has a different skill set, different type of play, different style. I think that it doesn't really change my style of game, and me playing with other guys doesn't change their style of game. So I think we have a lot of guys that can be put into different lines, different combinations. Forwards, D, everything like that. We have a very diverse skill set up and down our lineup, and I think everyone has a lot of chemistry with one another, and it shows during different points, and guys get hot streaks, guys get a little cold at times, it's up and down, but nothing changes personally. Doesn't matter who I'm playing with. I'm going to try to play the same way. I feel like I have chemistry with a lot of different guys, and I think we have a lot of depth, so it makes it easy to really just be able to, whenever coach wants to shuffle around the lines, we can do it and play the same way.
For you to have a healthy summer and a healthy camp thus far, and obviously the experience of last season, how much of a better place are you in now compared to when you jumped in last season?
Yeah, not having shoulder surgery in the summer was definitely a positive. It's nice to come into camp, getting ready for game one, I guess you can say, instead of trying to come in halfway through the season. Especially getting traded, it was really tough not to be able to jump right into it with the guys. I think that was probably the hardest part about being traded, was not being able to go in battle with them day one. I'm excited to go through a training camp. It's been a couple of years now, and kind of normal one too without COVID, and get back and play some preseason games, and it's an exciting time. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to be excited about, and I like the way our team's been playing and looks right now.
For you, looking forward to this season, where are some areas where you think you want to take that next step in your career?
I think that I want to get back to a more consistent play. I think I production-wise, and then also I think I just want to help our team each and every day win. I think just trying to be a game changer each and every night, either offensively or defensively, trying to give our team a big boost in energy, and just trying to have some fun out there too. And winning's fun, so we're going to try to win as much as possible, but we're also going to keep it light and loose in the locker room and really try to grow as a group, and I'm excited to be a part of that.
How do you improve? Like, you didn't make a lot of changes. Part of that probably is because you were on a 103-point base in the last 28 games, and you guys came together as a team, so not too many guys out, not too many guys in. The guys in are probably guys from Rochester. So how do you improve from last year? Because you're 0-0 now. You're not where you were at last year. How do you improve with having the same group?
I think our last 10 games, like one example is our last 10 games, I think our defensive core had an average age of like 22.1 years of age or something crazy like that. That's going to – the entire group is going to improve with one more year of experience. Each and every game, you're going to improve because you're going to have that much more experience. And it's a young D core. I'm really excited. We had a really good addition with Lubushkin there. In the goaltending, we had a really good addition with Comrie. We added a couple key pieces, a couple really good locker room guys. But we're going to improve as a team, as a unit. Everyone from last year to this year is hoping to have a better year. So I think we're going to try to do it as a team and as a unit of 23 guys or even more, depending on how the season goes. And it's about holding yourself accountable, and we're going to hold each other accountable, and that's pretty much how you do it. It's just going in, working really hard every day in practice in the gym, and trying to learn from the previous game and moving forward.
Did you see a lot of Lyubushkin when you guys were both in the Pacific?
Yeah, I saw him a lot in Arizona. He was not easy to play against. You always had to have your head up out there when you were playing against him. And then obviously last year he's in Toronto, and I think he's a really great, steady, stay-at-home defenseman, plays physical, strong, like an ox. I mean, the guy's, you can't really move him out there either, and he's really smart. So he's a great addition. He brings that veteran presence and that poise, and he's going to be really good for a lot of the younger guys to lean on.
What are your first impressions of Eric Conner? He came in here the other day and talked to us like he had known us for years. It seems like he's always smiling and shedding something.
Always having a big smile on his face. Always, no, he's a great guy. I've got to know him a little bit over the last few weeks. Just, you always want to be around him because he always got that smile. He's always positive, works hard. He's laughing in the net. You're trying to, you're battling with him. You're chirping each other. It's good. It's a really good feel to have a guy like that behind you. And you know what? He brings some confidence to our defensive core and to the forwards too, because we know he's going to be back there and making a lot of stuff. But even in the locker room, it's just great to have around. He's a great teammate, great guy, and really excited to have him.
What does the journey say about him? Because, I mean, he's been on, four teams, five teams. He's been claimed on waivers. He's claimed right back, and he's persevered on this.
And I don't think the smile's probably ever disappeared, because I think he really counts himself lucky to be in the position he is, and he'll tell you that. And just to see, like, how hard he works, I mean, he's deserved what he's gotten, and I think that there's going to be more coming to him, more success, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see. His future. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.